Yeah, and we needed that money to get off that money. We needed that music, Tetsy, to get off the private session. It was tough getting down.
That's right. That's right. That's true. That's true. That, you should have played the song, Bitch Better Have My Money.
What song is that? Is that Tom McDonald's? I don't know that.
No. That's Bouncy. Bouncy, your favorite. You know, one with the big Nubian Beyonce, the big black Nubian woman with the large breast jewels.
I don't know that. It doesn't ring a bell.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
so anyways.
We'll put it in your box. We like the Sons of Shotguns. The Sons of Shotguns are good.
Yeah. They come out of Kingston. You got the Spirit of Amazing Folly in Kingston. So,
that goes back. That goes back to the original days with Lucille Ball and the Perils of Pearl. Perils of Pearl.
Yeah, Pearl, Polly Pearl. So people don't want it to end. So shall we go another hour, extra hour? Can you do that, or you turn into a pumpkin?
Oh no. Oh no, you can play music for the extra hour at the end, so that's fine. If you want, or you can do it right now, we'll call it a day. But if you want to do Finnegan's
Wake. No, we got to do Finnegan's Wake.
Okay, then you better go to page 523.
That's great. We've been doing 500s, a lot.
Well, this is where we are. It's the age of the time.
The what?
This is a two-part, of the time. Age of the time.
Age of the time.
Age
okay.
of the time.
Yeah, there is something.
And now we got, this is a two-parter. This is a two-parter because it's kind of, there's two things that are going on right now that are on the edge of prevalence, meaning important. But see, we don't want to add importance to fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to make fucked up shit be important, but it's an occurrence. So now we're talking about current events. Now, can you believe current events? Fuck no, you can't believe current events. Well, we probably put that in your stupid people because more than two people listen to this sometimes. So. We better not go too far. So we're too much dialogue, Bob. Too much dialogue.
Yeah.
523.
Okay. So I wanted to mention something. Where is that? So I think it's 590. Yeah. You mentioned tears and tears and tears at some point tonight. I think talking to somebody. Well, that's the book 3, very important chapter, page 590, ends with tears. That's T-I-E-R-S. Tears, tears, and tears, period, then rounds, period. And then it goes into the book 4, which is really book 1, because it goes back to book 1, if you don't believe page 628, 628 is the turning off of the radio. So it doesn't really cycle back. Yeah, turn off the radio.
God damn, Bob, where are you going? We're on 523. Come on now, Biggin. Let's get back there. God, let's go.
Let's see, 523. What do I have for this? I'm just looking at, there's a long...
It's very powerful.
Yes, it's very important. So we're going to do two parts on 522, 523, 524?
No, we're going to do, that's about right. No. It's not. It's most of 523 all the way to 525. Maybe the upper part might go a little bit further. We just got to see how deep you want to go. You know, you drive. You drive.
So we're not.
So whatever you want to do.
So we're not going. We're not starting 522. We're starting near the top of 523.
523. At Hotchkiss or. Well, actually, the sentence before.
Well, how about the top? The guy's screaming, sample, demanding a sample of our latest product.
If you want to, but see, then that's going to make it a third part. But that's okay. I'm talking about the topical positions that flow.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of shit going down. We're repairing the rip or reconcentrating. Listen to this.
Okay. Don't say anything. No, I'm not taping yet. Don't start. Let me set this up. But what you're going to say, you'll say when we get inside the thing. So we're going to go over these pages three times. Same pages, twice. going to go over twice or three times.
Okay.
Probably twice is enough, but yeah.
Yeah, twice in the next couple of weeks. Okay, so I got to see, just a second. I have to see what number.
Twice in the next couple of weeks. What the hell are you talking about? What do you mean?
No, you're going to do these pages. You're going to do the pages 5, 23, 4, and 5 tonight, and then we do it every 2 weeks. Then we come back in 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, because of this, no, 2 weeks. And we do the same page numbers again, and you fill out other stuff. Is that what you want to do? If you're going to do parts?
No. We're just saying there's one topic, and then there's another topic, and they're included in this week's session.
That's it's not going to be two sessions. It's going to be two parts in one session. Okay.
Correct. There's two topical things, because there's a couple of things brewing in the pot. It's like having multi-pots on the stove, but we're going to cook them at the same time.
Right. Okay. Let me just check this. See what I emailed.
Did you check the counter for any more food, Bob? You better make sure there's none left. You better get it.
No, I got food. I haven't been eating much tonight. There's a whole bunch there. So,
thank God. Don't tell nobody.
So this is, all right, so we're going to be doing session 29. Okay.
Okay. Well, how clever of you to keep up with that, Bob. You're just the most clever one.
Well, that's going to be the page numbers. This is going to be page 29 of the repagination of Finnegan's Wake.
Excellent.
Each session is a page. New order. Uh-huh. Okay, so what do I usually say? Welcome.
When you reset it up, you got to do it in. When you do that way, because the way we're doing our sets, you have to do this on a legal size paper. Because if you notice, we always do a little bit on one page and a little after. So if your page numbers are going to work, you're going to have to go legal size papers.
Yeah.
And that's a trick that's going to save you about $10,000 in your reorchestration of this barrage of this menagerie.
All right. It's going to be updating of the Book of Kells, the medieval manuscript. It's going to be highly decorated. Okay, so reading Finnegan's Wake.
Just like your Christmas tree, Bob. Just like your Christmas tree.
My Christmas tree. Oh, I forgot to turn it on. Mm-hmm. I'll do it after the...
Damn,
the lights. I have Christmas tree lights. First time in my life.
Go. And he'd die and go to hell before he ever told a living soul that, but you get the cats in the hat now.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting talking to Bert about what happened to him during this session.
Yeah.
Once we finish this. And anybody else who paid attention. Okay, so here we go.
Yeah.
So you be quiet. I'll get ready. Put myself into channel mode. Welcome, Finnegan's Wake Reading Forum. Here we are for session number 29. In other words, what's going to be page 29 in the repagination of Finnegan's Wake, according to the larger vision of Iondom. That's me and Ion. Anybody else who joins in? So this time we're doing page 523, 524, and the 525. And we're actually starting at the top of 523. And go over to most of 525. So it's like the longest stretch we've done. Okay, so I'll start reading, Ion?
Yes, please.
All right. Someone is screaming at the top of page 523. They're demanding a sample. We get that all the time. People are always asking for samples of products and stuff that we create. So someone yells out, sample, sample! And then in the
This sample is talking about the sex trade, Bob. They want a sample of the goods.
Okay, what we're offering, what we have, what ionots are available.
What's being portrayed in this conditioned response? This is a reflective repositioning of reality. You'll see.
Okay. So then the next line, the question, and it's written in the style of Elmer Fudd or one of those cartoon characters. I don't know which one it is. It might be Elmer Fudd. A question is presented.
Did it have to do with a Wascally Wabbit?
No, I don't think it's that accent. So here
that's
it goes.
That's Elmer Fudd. That's Elmer Fudd, Wascally Wabbit.
Oh, okay, maybe. I thought you meant the rabbit itself. All right, here we go. Have you ever reflected, reporter, that the evil, what though it was will, might nevertheless lead somehow unto good toward the generality? Is that Elmer Fudd?
Okay, stop.
The W's.
Yeah, that's Elmer Fudd. Yeah, but now just stop right there. Now, see, here's where we are right here, right now. You got Ghislaine Maxwell sitting in the hoosegow going to trial. Okay, everybody else, Rittenhouse, they took his bowel movements and they put it on TV. Every fallout, every detail, every intricate detail, the home addresses of the jurors, how many children they had, where their cell phone number was, their Facebook pages, everything was laid out for them on every level. And now you don't even know Ghislaine Maxwell was alive, the way this is going, and with all this information. So now, have you ever reflected, have you ever thought about that evil thing that nevertheless would lead somewhere that might go toward good and the generosity of the general position? That's what they're trying to twist. Now, they made the face.
I missed that. What did you just say? I didn't get that idea. What did you say about the generality?
Yeah.
Say that again.
Generally, this terrible thing that we're witnessing go down right now, it might nevertheless lead somehow toward the better good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're trying to spin this Ghislaine Maxwell thing. What?
She made a sacrifice for our benefit. She made a sacrifice for our benefit.
Well, she's gonna help the genderfication of everybody. You see, Okay, now go to the next one.
Well,
see, that's a little bullet point. So there's several little things going on here. So it's going to get a little bit twirling. You know, it's going to be a little bit of Pride and Prejudice before we get through here. But go ahead.
Yeah. So what Elmer Fudd is addressing a reporter. So it's spelled W-E-P-O-W-T-E-W. So it's reporter. Have you ever reflected, reporter, that the evil, what though it was will, might nevertheless lead somehow onto good toward the generality? So that's a question. The answer is, a popo of Hester meets Waster and talking of plebiscites by a show of hands, whether declaratory
plebiscite.
Or... Plebiscites!
Plebiscites, not plebiscites. Oh, my God. No, you were delivered from plebiscite. Plebiscity long ago, weren't you, Bob, from plebiscity?
That's right. No more democracy. Is that polling? Plebiscites, is that a poll?
Just wait. Don't get ahead of yourself. Develop it. You overcome it.
The person who answers Elmer Fudd begins to talk in the first few words like Elmer Fudd. They go, a poll. They got the W's in there. A popo of Haster meets Waster and talking of plebiscites by a show of hands, whether declaratory or effective. In all seriousness, has it become to dawn in you yet that the deponent, the man from St. E's, may have been, one is reluctant to use the passive voice, may be being as much sinned against as sinning? For if we look at it verbally, that's your point. Ghislaine was sinned against. Maybe being as much sinned against as sinning. For if we look at it verbally, perhaps there is no true noun in active nature where every bodily being, please read this, Michael.
pardon the bawling reference there, Bob.
Yeah, every
it's just ripped. It's just ripped. It's just ripped out. It's just ripped down the, all the facades are torn down here. No facades left unscathed.
Yeah, wherever bodily being, please read this, Mufto, is becoming in its own town eyeballs. Now the long form and the strong form and reform all together.
Oh, holy, 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 holy. Now, wait a minute now. So now, believe it, riddle us this. So now they're trying to figure out that the, who is the man from St. Ives?
Yeah, who is that? I
maybe
had to look
Jeffrey
it up.
Epstein.
Oh, okay.
Jeffrey Epstein. See,
why is that?
And it may have been because this is the reluctant to use the passive voice that's been sinned against as sinning. So they're saying this, they're trying to lay this out, that this whole terrible thing that we're all experiencing, this cabal that runs through all of democracy, that runs through everywhere, everybody's been fucking kids or fibbing kids or hurting kids or whatever they're doing, whatever that is, I don't even know what that is, but there's videotape of every inch of it. That's the problem. Every inch of it is thoroughly recorded. So the one that's sinning might be the one that's sinned against, you see. And so now he's going to be forgiven or solved or never went to trial or went to Fantasy Island where he was nice and safe and now put into a position where Ghislaine is trying to sort up the details. But they can't hit her too hard. They may decide that, nevertheless, the world is a better place because we had Epstein Island and the Enola Gay was a good flight to fly on. It was a good thing. You see, it's a good day.
Enola Gay.
That's the rub. That's what we call that plane. Because we don't want to say the other one because you're on those fright logs and we don't want to get you involved in this shit. Otherwise, you'll be in the hot seat so we can see how we know that.
So I wanted to say, what I think of when I see Yves, I think of the fashion guru Yves Laurent. And a lot of the fashion world is the core of this Epstein world.
Yves Saint Laurent.
Yeah.
Yves Saint Laurent.
Mm-hmm. What did I say, Yves Laurent? Yeah, Yves Saint Laurent. Or it says Saint Yves, so there it is. But fashion is the core of the trafficking in the culture's perversities.
Okay, no, that's not the way to say that. Little girls see Amy Wintour's Vogue as the thing they aspire to be because everybody loves those tall, skinniest, dirt models that have all the rich money on their arm or that they're on the arm of rich money. So that's the lure, the allure to say, you take these trailer park people and they're going to make them something someday.
Mm.
Yeah. So they buy for it because that's what fashion Yves Saint Laurent provides.
Yes. Excellent. Okay, so
no pillbox hat for you though, Bob.
Right, that's Bob Dylan's line. Pillbox hat. Mm-hmm. Now the long form and the strong form and reform all together. So you got the long form and the strong form and reform all together. And some in response, Hotchkiss culture's ever ready. One brother to never reach, well over countless hands. Sire of many winners and losers, groomed by S. Sampson and son, bred by Dalalas, will stand at bay.
Now wait a minute, don't get the Dubliners involved in this yet. Hold on. Mm. Now you see what's happening. Now they're laying up that this. That some, they never reached Epstein, never got to him. He checked it. He went by the way of many good things. Shame about them video recordings not work, but they could record everything that ever was, but sort of missed that one. Pretty interesting. And it's hard to, you know, the easiest way to get out of prison is in a body bag. They don't check it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Over countless hands, you see. Many winners and many losers. Now, this was groomed by the law firm Samson and Son that were bred by Dalalas. Who's Dalala? That would be the madam. That would be Ghislaine. Because she was the extrovert in this little cabal.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And then...
Okay, go ahead. We're sorry. We had to lay this out so you'd get the gist of it. Because it'll start making sense easier once we make sure that the names have been changed to protect the guilty.
So, all of this will stand at bay, in brackets Dublin, from none till then, and Veet's inversion, and at Miss or Mrs. McManigan's yard. Perhaps you could explain, Segelbean.
McManigan.
A comment on that? McManigan's yard?
Well, Yeah. Where's McManigan's yard?
I don't know. I don't have my annotations handy.
That was
here.
The in-law. That's the in-law. That's the in-law of the people that sold Epstein Island to Jesse or to the owner of Vanity Fair.
Okay. Perhaps you can explain, Sagobine. The Maud needs a rebus.
Yeah. The people need to know. People need to know what the fuck's up, Puddin'.
Okay. So here's the answer. Pro-general continuation, and in particular explication to your singular interrogation, our asseveration. Let me read that again. Pro-general continuation, and in particular explication to your singular interrogation, our asseveration. Lady gent, pals will smile, but me and Frisky Shorty, my inmate friend, there it is. She's the guy who killed him. Faked the killing of him. My inmate friend. Oh. As is uncommon, struck on popular poetry, and a few flea besides round at West Popper Bosquet, was glad to be back again with the passengers.
Wait. That's West Palm Beach.
West Popper Bosquet. Was glad to be back again with the chaps and just arguing friendly-like at the Daughter Can E's house, having a wee chatty with our hostie in his comfy establi over the old Middlesex party and his moral terps, meaning flu, pock, pox, and mizzles. Oh, morals?
How much does pock cost? And how much does pox cost? Is mizzles? Is mizzles extra? Can we get grip, grat, gleep, and sprue, and carding? Ooh, Lord, does it swaller? That's what we need to know. Is it chatty? Oh, have a little wee chat. We need a little massage. We should rub the lotion on the skin. Yes, that one. And then you got the daughter cam, so we got to make sure that Dobbs is involved in this whole cabal.
Yeah, I noticed that.
The E's house. So, we'll, of course, it's always around Bob. Bless his heart. Good, bad, ugly, Bob don't care. He's in it all.
Yeah, Bob just letting everybody argue friendly-like at the Daughter Can Slack House or E's House and having a wee chatty with our hostie in his comfy establi over the old Middlesex party and his moral turpitudes, meaning flu, pox, and measles, grip, gripe, gleet, and sprue, caries, rabies, mumps, and dumps. Was that COVID stuff?
No, that's for the scat lover in you, for the list of services available for your closest friends at the orgy, at the local orgy in his little easy house. And then he comes and lays it off, and then Bob stands up and says, everybody be comfortable, enjoy yourself, whatever you do, have a great big time, but just remember, all is recorded. They don't ever hear that part, do they?
What me and Frisky, there it is again, Frisky Shorty, my inmate friend, but me and Frisky in our consensus and the whole double gig screw of subscribers, not I'll say the Burman, having... Yeah? Which part? Gig screw?
The double gig screw of subscribers. That's the patrons on the Enola Gay. See, here's the problem. There's a lot of people that were into this shit. Okay? A lot of people. All right. Now... Epstein's a problem. Everybody's leaving office. The people from countries. It's about tore down the monarchy. It's everybody's killing himself. It's worse than the 1920s when they're jumping off the building because they can't cover their shorts on the stock market. And oh Lord Jesus, it's all bad. But now this doesn't change this, however disgusting, longing, onerous, desirous need to continue on this thing that they've gotten really accustomed to dibbling with. You understand?
Yeah, it doesn't stop.
They're scared to death right now. They're scared to death. What if they get their hard drives? What if they get their hard drives with the pictures of the Côte d'Azur, of the Rhone Valley from this week's selection? What are they going to do then? They can't get into that. That footprint goes forever. Unless you have a rag when you want to clean a server. Now, if you're Hillary Rotten Clinton, oh, well, you don't have to worry. You can take you a nice ball-peen hammer, and you can fix anything. It's really great if you got that capacity. But if you got a rag, you can wipe the server if you've got some a little bit of bleach for a bleach bit wipe. But that's neither here nor there. They're all concerned because the whole thing is out. It's out. And but they and so they're so lay down, shut up, let the system take care of it, wash it all out, everything's gone, ain't no problem, we're all good. Fuck this Epstein shit, let's get on with life and living. We got COVID to cure. We can't be bothered with all this. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, they're having a cow because now they're saying, well, what about, I got a little itch, what are we going to do, okay, is there not some nice little Spaniards, you got some nice Spaniards you can spare, because they let them children stay, you know, isn't that odd, they let all the children stay, they're welcome one, come all, welcome to America, the home of the free, and that's how much you'll cost, you'll be free.
So I thought, yeah, they must continue. And you're talking about, yes, they have to continue. They got the itch, but they're under a great panic, and it's not comfortable. They could get caught because everybody sees is watching.
So the new quiet import from the Sinaloan cartel is the new Cote d'Iron. It's the new trafficking. It's the new, what do you call it? What is it? I guess the people where they go to Walmart.com and they choose what they want to buy.
Yeah.
$5,000. Is that?
That you mean it's like medicine. It's a subcarnate.
No.
Body.
No. Yeah. You know that, but no. We're saying that the Epstein link has all been removed because that's too scary. That's Heidi Fleiss. You're screwed.
Yes.
You're in the book, you're screwed. Okay. Well, there's a book, and it's bad. But all the people that are the ones with the gun that's supposed to kill all these people that done bad are also on the book. So they're not going to go too deep. Now, that's not that bad of a thing. You know, we might overlook this. Sometimes the people that was screwing was the wrong people. Maybe they're the ones that was punished. Maybe Jeffrey Epstein was wronged by all these people wanting to give him money to give them little girls to have sexual relations with. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe Jeffrey Epstein was the victim, but he tragically had to forfeit his existence in this reality so that he could carry on with what he wanted to do already. Anyway, you see how this is getting twisted up? Because the ones that's in it is the ones that's going to get exposed. And it can't get exposed, so they're not going to do too. Don't be surprised if it becomes either a mistrial or if it becomes you're going to be put into jail till Jesus comes 10,000 years, and we're going to give you a jab and a booster every other day, and you just be comfortable, and you be sure and get your Instagram account so we can make sure you're alive and where you are.
Mm-hmm. So, what is this gig screw? Are there going to be subscriptions to that link?
They have been already. The Sinaloan cartel has picked up the Cote d'Iron.
So the service is going to go on somehow.
They got to have it, Bob. It's not crack. You got to have it.
So how are they going to bypass
the
surveillance?
Well, they have. It's coming across the border and coming in a pickup truck near you.
So it's not going to have the traffic will not be done in a classy place like his island. It'll be down in the ghetto alleys, and that won't be suspected until they hear this.
Correct. Well,
I see.
Basically. But see, this is the replacement. Aaron says you never get rid of anything. You just change it to something else.
Okay.
Like Ronald Reagan, when he was trying to quit smoking, he didn't quit smoking. He started jelly beans. Remember?
Right.
He had just jars and jars and jars of jelly beans. He didn't get rid of smoking. He added jelly beans. That's what happened.
Okay. So what me and Frisky, in our consensus, and bringing in the Sinaloan cartel, and the whole double gig screw of subscribers, that's who we're dealing with. We have to deal with people who had done this, had this service, and they're still addicted. Nato, say the Burman, having successfully concluded our tour of Bible, wants to know, is this a here? They want to know if it's still happening. Supposing for an ethical fix.
No, it's not. It's not Bible. It is not Bible. It's Babel.
The Tower of Babel.
This is what this is, the Sodom and Gomorrah, which they were saying, well, we were just exercising our rights. We have the right to fuck little kids. What's wrong with you people? What the hell's wrong with you? And to quote Oakley Winfrey, honey, if you molest them right, they don't even know they've been molested. Y'all just not good at this. Let me show you how to do it, for Pete's sake. Y'all have lost all your cooth and savoir-faire.
Hmm. Right, and they want to know, our subscribers want to know, is this a here? Is it still here? Supposing, for an ethical effect, him, which the finding showed, it'd be the court, I guess.
Uh-oh.
Is that the court findings?
No, wait. Go slow. Don't overjump it. You're too smart. You're too smart. Don't be smart. Go slow with it.
Supposing for an ethical fix him, which the findings show, to have taken his Epstein license. That's the insurance he got. We took over. Yeah. That's nice. To have taken his Epstein license before the Norsex Divisional, respectively, as regards the male privates, males, and or concomitantly with all common or neuter respects to them, public access females. Wow.
How clear can you get? Albeit, they're really sweet fillies, Bob. They're really sweet fillies. So you were smart to move quickly into the granny porn business. It's gotten so much easier. You don't have to worry about that. You're good. Albeit, really sweet fillies. Go ahead.
Yeah, there it is. That's the next words I was going to say. So I'll read this back. Respectively, as regards the male privates and or concomitantly with all common or neuter respects to them public access females, whereas albeit really sweet fillies, as was very properly held by the Metropolitan in connection with this regrettable nuisance, that'd be the New York Police Department, with this regrettable nuisance, that's Florida, he gets so many people in trouble when he gets caught, touching arbitrary conduct, being in strict contravention of schedule in Board of Forests and Works bylaws regulating Sparkers and Suckers amusement section of our beloved nature park, that's the island, in pursuance of which police agents, me and Shorty, have been doing. It's all about me and Shorty in blackmail or bribery as we take over the network. And we were just guards in the prison. Wow, success amusement section of our beloved nature park in pursuance of which police agents, me and Shorty, supposedly a police agent, have approached a reverend gentleman of the name of Mr. Coppinger. Is that somebody in the church subject?
Who's your favorite lawyer, Bob? The one you think so highly of?
Perry Mason?
No, Bob, that's Ironside. That's not who. He's a real lawyer. He's a real lawyer. He represented Trump. And then your favorite.
Alan.
You know it. We're not.
Alan.
Dershowitz.
Yeah, Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz. That's
him.
Right.
That's him.
Saw the movie of him with the Nazi guy in the 80s.
He's been on the island. And he's got five fittings. And he was very obliging.
Five what? Biddings?
Go ahead. You'll get it. You'll read it.
Okay. In pursuance of which police agents, me and Shorty, have approached a reverend gentleman of the name of Mr. Coppinger with reference to a piece of fire fittings, as was most obliging upon my Sam, there's the law firm, Sampson, in this matter of his explanations affirmative, negative, and limitative. Given to me and Shorty, I've never seen anybody repeat it so much. Me and Shorty. Given
now
to
wait,
me and Shorty.
Now, wait, now. Now wait. Yes, I represented Jeffrey Epstein, and yes, I did document for him, and no, I never had relations with that woman, and yes, I don't like cigars, and anything I might have done has been negative and limitative. And I told me and Shorty that touching was a good thing, but not too much, and that the Daisy Men's was okay, but you got to watch the merits, because some of them pitch and catch. That's fixing to get to the next part. Come on, let's go.
Look at this. Given to me and Shorty, touching what the good book says of tool Daisy Men concerning the merits of early bisexualism. Besides him citing from approved lecture editors, what's that,
the list of what's available. They have to, if you can't fuck little girls, sometimes little boys are available too for small feet.
Besides him citing from approved lectionary example given by a valued friend of the name of Mr. J.P. Cockshot. J.P. Cockshot. Choice.
Now you know who that is. Now wait a minute. You know who that is. That's your Wall Street connection, Bob, where Epstein worked for free. Because he was Goldman Sachs, and then he and Barron's. Don't forget Barron's, and don't forget Bear Stearns, and don't forget. See, he was the big teacher at the Dalton School. That's where he come from. He borrowed his petard. He didn't have to raise his petard. He borrowed his petard and did just real good. And so this is that all coming back around. And this, and you got to find out that.
Look
England,
what's next. Let me just say something. The next three words refers to the Crown Corporation, the City of London. Oh, that Wall Street's extension of reticent of England. That's where it all started.
That's right. And the Masons.
Yeah, it owns a pretty masonette. Qui adus. Qui adus. Okay, so beside him citing from approved lectionary example given by a valued friend of the name of Mr. J.B. Cockshot, reticent of England, as owns a pretty masonette, qui adieu, fronting onto the Sioux Bluffs, as was telling us categorically, Mr. Cockshot.
Goldman Sachs, go ahead, as he was telling us.
You mean Sussex Bluffs? That's Goldman Sachs, okay.
And Goldman Sachs.
To the Sussex Bluffs, as was telling us categorically how Mr. Cockshot, as he had his assignation with, present holder by deed poll and indenture of the swearing belt. That sounds like a curious little weird improvisation on the basic sexual...
They're caught. And now there's a debt. All this high living costs something. And now the tide is turned. The tide is high.
Mm-hmm. Present holder by deed poll and indenture of the swearing belt, he tells him, hypothetic, the Reverend Mr. Coppinger, which is Dershowitz, he reckons himself disjunctively with his windward eye up to a dozen miles of a cuneiform school of herring, passing themselves supernaturally by the blotter nose from 12, and then may riding him by the silent hour. Riding him? Is that sexual posturing? And then may riding him by the silent hour.
No. This is the 12, the jurors. They're trying to work out these details because all these cases are still coming. They're still coming. They're still working it out. They're still working it out. It's still being worked out.
Yeah, they say that. They say that. There's like 12 verbs. Butting, charging, bracing, backing, springing, shrinking, swaying, darting, shooting, bucking, and sprinkling their dossies, sadus, chiap, with the twinks of their tails. That's the 12 actions.
That's also your normal coitus positions too, Bob, for you personally.
Mine.
Not for everybody
else. Yeah, mine.
For you right.
Yes, Joyce. I do, Joyce. Yes, he had some stuff on me. All right, him and Hemingway. Yeah. Okay, budding. Down in Cuba.
You absinthe sucker, you.
I was their absinthe dealer. butting, charging, racing, packing, spring.
You didn't do the accent. You just provided the sugar cube. The sugar cube is what was deadly in that little concoction. The sugar will kill you.
The LSD or just sugar itself?
No. You pour absinthe over sugar cubes, Bob, to make it.
Oh, okay.
Come on now. You've done enough of it. You should know.
Yeah, but I'm pretending that I'm just new with this. It's just me and Shorty.
Oh,
we're just learning the tricks of the profession.
Me and Shorty. Yeah, me and Shorty. That's right.
Who is Shorty? Is that Dave Neufeld or Bob Marshall? Who's Shorty? Who did I hire? Dennis Rigg? No, he's too tall. Who's short? Who is short in
Maybe
my
Steve
life?
Reimer. Maybe it was Steve Reimer.
Oh, Steve Reimer. Yeah, he's not that tall. Yeah. Yeah, that
we
definitely wasn't Duffel.
Don't distract.
Oh,
him.
It's Clinton. Clinton is short. It's Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's short. Okay, butting, charging, basing, bracing, backing, springing, shrinking, swaying, darting, shooting, bucking, and sprinkling their dossy pseudo shock with the twinks of their tails. And Reverend, I keep thinking that's Sting. Reverend Sting. And Reverend, he says, somewhat problematical, by yon socialist son, got me. Do the violent, strangle my, choke my throat kind of scene, right? Got me. I'm getting in the throes of excessity. And Reverend, he says, somewhat problematical, beyond socialist son, got me. But them earrings was as gladful as with 60 kippers, that's British, as with 60 kippers could be considering flipping their little coppingers. Mr. Coppinger, the little coppingers. Whoa, that's pretty, he owns them.
Pretty,
he owns these girls.
Pretty specific.
Yeah, flipping their little coppingers, pot them, the fresh little flirties, see? Little girls, little flirties. The dirty little gilly brighteners, former Mickey Mouse Club possessed, pickle their spradies, the little smoly galockers, boy, it's certainly a lot of that. And Reverend, says he, Morris Sertitoff, Zwelf me Zeus, says he, let no fact be the extrinsic of the superficies, lamb of the curves of their scalar durance, and pest the ever-urged flaccidity of the pectoral illum, them little softy populators.
Now you're going to get to the good part. Go ahead.
Yeah. Them little salty populators, for the little girls, populators, says he, most apodictic, as sure as my bream eggs is on cockshot under noose, you get his dick tied. All them little up-and-down dippies, they was all of a libidous pickpock party, and raid on a wriggle of Finsky doodah and testimonials to the early bisexualism. Wow, that's pretty well showing what happens in the Mickey Mouse Club.
So now it's all coming down. Now it's all up and everybody's testified. Now, tens of hundreds of thousands of people have been in this party, and they got five that they can depend on to testify. So that's pretty scary in and of itself, don't you concur? They got five, yeah. but anyway, such he says, go ahead.
Yeah, such he says is how the Reverend Coppinger, he visualizes the hidebound homilies of Clyde Crook's ethics. Wash yourself delicately every morning in your brack-sullied toilet. The use of cold water testificates Dr. Reddy. Maybe cold water. This is a testimony about how they did their sex.
This is what Dershowitz was telling them. Don't do this. Hide yourself. Keep yourself down. Keep your crud down low. Watch yourself, you tiddling big bigglers, in the morning, and watch you who leaves your house in the morning time. You back-sullied twilight. And if you get too worked up, take a cold shower. And then, now here comes Dr. Ruddy. Go ahead.
The use of cold water, testificates Dr. Ruddy, may be warmly recommended for the subjugation of congenitals loosed. Look at that. It's right there. These people are, this is dealing with the stress of the new surveillance. They're still going to, we're going to still serve them being shorty, but they got to be more careful, right? And they can't be running around all day long doing this. Take a few cold showers.
Right. Right. Take some, get a hold to yourself, because this ain't going to work like this long.
It may be, so a little cold water may be warmly recommended for the subjugation of congenitals loosed. Tell all schools. There's a response.
See?
What? Say go?
See, tell go ahead.
Tell hell in Barbados. Oh, they want to jump over to Barbados. Tell hell in Barbados with ye and your Aryan copulation, plagiarist, remonstrant, Montgomeryite, short lives to your relatives. You're absexed. So you are with Macroglossia and Micrurophilix. Micrurophilix.
That is the Mykonos. That's the Mykonos Islands, and then the other one is the Disney Islands. Down what you call close to Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, so these are alternative islands that me and Shorty are developing. Where somebody's demanding us to provide
They're using it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Wait now, Lakeslip. I sent ecoarchism. I will take you to task. I don't follow you that far in your otherwise accurate account. Was it Esox, Luscious, or Selmo Ferrax? You are taxing us into the driven future, are you not, with this ready-made fishery? Look, rutting the maid, and it's fishery. It's like a factory.
Yeah.
It's like growing fish, these little girls. The ready-made fishery. And then there's a little sort of sing-song from the little girls. Lalea, Lalea, Lilia, Lulia, and lively, lovely Lola Montez. Gubernator.
There's your airplane.
Airframe.
Everybody rode on the what we call the Enola Gay.
Oh yeah, the F train.
That's the airplane. Airplane.
Oh, la lea, la, they're flying. La lea, lilia, lilia, lulia.
Lola Montez, and the lively, lovely Lola Montez. What was the name of the airplane they all flew on, Bob?
Enola Gay.
No, that's what did the hydrogen bomb. We're talking about what was Epstein's plan.
Enola Epstein? I don't know. Enola, I know that word.
No, you can look it up. You can look it up.
Okay.
That's what that's referring to. Okay.
All right. Gubernator, that they say the Finian on the secret, name Parasol Irely, spawning ova and fry like a merry monarch, all the men he go round his seven parish churches, and peopling the rival baronies with dons, ogies, and conals. What's that about?
Now, this is where the fall of the monarchy happens, and it goes back to your seven churches. Remember, in your Revelation series, it lays it out. From each church was warned. You were thoroughly warned, and y'all letting this go on anyway, and you're not going to have enough cardinals to replace that dead pope you got floating around up there, so you better be careful, because you got getting into the deep stuff now.
Yeah, the dead pope. Gubernator, that they say is a Finian on the secret. I'm just going to redo it, keeping with that in mind, what you said. Name Parasol Airily, spawning open fry like a merry monarch, all a many go round his seven parish churches, and peopling the rival baronies with dons, oaks, and conals. So, filling in the
cardinals,
the hierarchy.
So that's your cardinals, that's your priests, your cardinals, and then the high-end barons, and the ones that are titled. Because it's only the ones that are titled that can be snubbed, you think.
Okay. Lift it now, Hossie. Humps your mark for a Runnymede landing. A dondering bish-bish, magnum carpum has hit neat zoo. A dondering bish-bish, magnum carpum has hit neat zoo. And then there's like a italicized section. I don't know if they're singing this. There's an old palm sobbing lax salmoner fogey born heron plunderhouse who went floundering with his boatloads of sperm and spunk about. There's the sperm and spunk leaping frecked after every long tom and wet lissy between Houth and Humbermouth, our human conjure eel. Is that a
feast?
Our human conjure eel?
That's the whole process. Boatloads of new kids coming from the sperm and spunk about.
Right, they're doing okay. There's an old palm-sobbing lack salmon or fogey born heronplown, that's a boat, who went floundering with his boatloads of sperm and spunk about, leaping freck after every long tom and wet lissy, that's girls, between Howth and Hummermouth, our human conger eel. Hep, I can see him in the fish newt. Up with your whippy. Hold that lad. Play him, Mark and Dane. Bullhead. Pull you, sir. Olive quill does it. Long eel of Malum. He'll cry before he's slayed. See, they're talking about what they do. Pull that guy. Stick a quill up to that person. The third guy, you flay them. Right? This is the action in the back room. Pull you, sir. Correct. Olive quill does it. Long eel of Malum. He'll cry before he's slayed. These are instructions I'm giving to Shorty. And his tear make new this land. Did it rise? Did it work? Way long flush. The great fin make you mew. Three-threeth or the wild. Menuware. What's that?
That's instruction. That's the end. That's details. And that's a good place to stop, because otherwise you're going to get worse off than you already are.
Yeah, that's right. We need time for a little bit of commentary, so let's turn it over to the mob. I'll unmute
the
people.
The mob, that's it. The mob.
All right, the people watching the tapes, the footage.
All participants are now unmuted.
All right.
What they're watching so far.
Yeah, what? What are they watching? What we just read.
What they're watching is they're trying to see what they can see.
Yeah. So, Beverly, what did you see, Beverly? You had your hand up all night. Time to speak, Beverly. She fell asleep. Bart! Bart's ready to go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, this is something that I noted. That is that Ian is sort of reading through these passages or analyzing them for us. There's so much going on.
Notice how he says analyzing those. That's what's going on. There was a lot of analyzation. There was a lot of analyzation going on here.
That's right. Okay, so
he's
that
not analyzed. No thought. He's just exposed. He's just creating the photographs.
Yes, but I'm just noting that because Finnegan's Wake is describing all of human history, and there's a lot that Ion could pull from, say these pages. I'm wondering what the significance is of making it about the Maxwell trial,
because that's what's going on in these pages
topical,
here.
That's what's topically going on right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's all about what's going on now, and find the pages that reflect that. These pages are in-depth description of Epstein Island activities.
Yes.
So he picked these pages.
Yeah.
That's what. So he uses the world events to a guide for how we repaginate. We're miming the android meme and the tech body.
Yeah.
But right, or maybe the android meme and the tech body's minding you. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of it's what I'm doing. But Ion, you see what's happening in the tech body, and then you find the pages that match that. That's your basic approach.
They find
here.
You, Bob. They find you. The pages find you, Bob.
Oh, okay. And then you notice that. So you read. You explain. You photograph.
Boom. Oh. And
so
Ion,
this is Era.
Bill Era.
It's Sweden, boys. Sweden.
Yeah, Sweden, exactly. So is this also showing us that this dealing with children has been accepted, yet hidden, all through time?
There's always been levels and degrees of subjugation and degradation. You can't say that. Mm. This is not in the new invention of sin. You know, it's not that.
No.
It's the position that it's so accepted or so repulsive, but they've gotten it so many people are involved in it and got it tangled up in it or in the swirl of it that they have to excuse it all or say, oh, that's the most terrible thing that ever was, and let's don't talk about it no more and let everything go. But that, if that would stop it, that'd be okay. It's like the lesser of two evils and be done with it. But it's not going to stop it. So it's not going to stop. They're going to find another one. They'll just do a Nicaraguan children. So that's what they're importing by the boatloads.
Yeah.
Who are they?
Hundreds of thousands.
The Sati
ones that are so engaged in these proclivities.
Are these activities what are causing the shift in the U.S. government, the structure of the government?
Well, that's the other part that we were getting to. We said there's multiple parts, but it really been mostly laying out this whole position of this subculture. Because see, we could bring in Pizzagate, we could bring in the Clintons, we could bring in all those things, and we're going to get to those. Because there's a whole section on that, and just that itself, from the adrenochrome, blood shit, all that stuff. That's a whole nother part, because that's the devil's in the details position. But that's not what we're pushing about. We're just laying this out, because this is what's topically going on right now. And everybody's having a fit. And the fit they're having is that they don't know how far it's going to go on them. They you know, everything's fine. Everything's fine until you start pointing at my hard drive. Everything's fine until you start looking at my photo book. Everything's fine until you start investigating where I bank or where my money went or how far I paid Bernie Madoff to make sure this would work out. You notice Bernie Madoff had to be dead before all this come out. You notice
that,
didn't you?
That's right.
Bernie Madoff had to be dead.
And you know it.
And that means, and you know Palm Beach, West Palm is not that big a place.
Now remember, the day he got raided, a rainy December 12th, 2008, 11 or 12, I was packing up, and I had got the plane early that morning. As soon as I got out of the New York area, they busted him. I think I'm very suspicious.
Yeah, you nodded to somebody?
I nodded to the guy at the airport. Okay,
no,
go get him.
No. Bob just wanted his $16,000 pair of Ferragamo slippers. That's all it was. He needed a new place to hide his house keys when he goes to the beach. So he needed some nice shoes to hide the house keys.
But you know, Bart, basically, this guy, working class guy, told me the working class people, they worry about food. Then you start getting some money, so you start obsessing about sex. And then when you've had enough of sex, you then worry about overcoming death. And that's the adrenochrome. But as you get wealthier, and more people have been wealthier in this world than ever before, so more and more people go through this process of sexual perversity after they don't have to worry about eating anymore. See?
Well, just call it proclivity. Because some people's sex is normal. Just, overt. But what happens is, if you'll notice, if you watch it close, what happens is it gets more and more and more and more and more. And now you got this whole econoclass of children that have been molested, even like Oprah Winfrey, that shows you how to do it and make sure it's no big deal. Well, that's just fine. There's no trouble with that. What are you talking about?
Yeah, there's no community, Bert.
Am I muted?
So there's no policing. No policing so much. There's community standards because too many people are engaging in everything. Go ahead.
Correct. And they can't take too much, and they can't be the long finger that they're pointing at everybody. They have to be careful because they got four pointing back at them. So they have to be careful.
Yeah, who is speaking? Was that Madeline?
Just legalize.
Hey, hold it. Go ahead, Madeline. We only got a few minutes.
Well, you were speaking of how this isn't sort of a proclivity or affliction of the super wealthy, but we're done.
Yeah, quick, talk over it. Go.
What about all these riffraff who are also engaged in that though? Like all
Same thing.
What's
crack
the difference?
Whores, that's what makes crack whores popular, honey. They're easy.
Trailer trash.
Take a cold shower.
It's our audience. Riffraff for us, Madeline.
Well, it seems to be, you know, specifically all the many of the people involved in Antifa and BLM, when they get arrested, they turn out to have pedophile records.
Yeah.
Weird.
Everybody's doing that now.
Very, very normal. Very normal.
Because
okay.
Very normal.
See you on.